Sun so warm.
Wayan Tuge stands in the middle of a small air-conditioned storage room. Rows of ornately carved acoustic guitars hang from the walls around him. Until a few years ago, this traditional Balinese woodcarver had never even seen a guitar. He had to Google blues legend Robert Johnson just to figure out what Western guitar music even sounded like.
Because many people say the ancestor of the blues is Robert Johnson.
Like his father before him, Tuguez made a living crafting wooden sculptures with intricate Balinese motifs. But then a few years ago, a stranger came to his workshop with an odd request.
And then he came here with the guitar, and then he asked me to build guitar like that.
Tuguez took the guitar apart and tried to copy it, but what he made was unplayable.
I tried to build, but maybe I can show you. There's a block of wood.
He matched it perfectly and carved a goddess on it and really some beautiful carvings, but the guitar itself weighed something like 15 kilos. It was out of a big chunk of wood.
That's Montreal businessman Danny Fonfeder. In 2005, he was vacationing in Bali, desperately trying to replace a guitar he'd left in a Hong Kong hotel room. He saw the shops of traditional woodcarvers that lined the streets here and thought, why not?
And then the light bulb went down in my head and I saw these beautiful carvings on the street. And I just wondered, you know, why the Balinese can't make guitars.
It wasn't quite so simple, of course. The delicate science of crafting a musical instrument was foreign to them both. Fonfeder eventually hired an American luthier, an expert in making stringed instruments, to work with Tuguez in Bali. Almost 2 years later, they produced their first quality instruments and sold it under the name Blueberry Guitars. The guitars now sell for thousands of dollars each. A group of men sits on the ground at Tuguez's outdoor workshop. One man sands down a piece of wood. Another uses a chisel to etch a pattern into the top of a guitar. It's a painstaking process. All the work is done by hand. It takes at least 3 months to finish a basic guitar. Tuguez, who's also a spiritual leader in the community, jokingly says that the process is almost divine.
Because normally in Bali, we not just work. Yeah.
Before he works, he says, he invites the gods to rest in his body and mind.
The god will work.
Tuguez may have some help from above, but when it comes to testing out the finished product, he leaves that to an assistant. Tuguez builds guitars, but he's never learned how to play one. With Blueberry, Tuguez has built and sold more than 1,100 guitars around the world. They're well known among musicians here in Indonesia. Even the country's president owns one, and the guitars are drawing attention on the other side of the globe. Rick Monroe is a country musician based in Nashville.
Aw, hear that sustain.
Monroe has been playing Blueberry guitars for the past 4 years.
It's got a warmth. It's got a depth. It's got, you know, just all the tones are there.
Monroe says he hasn't had the time to visit Tuguez in Bali, but he chats with him online. He sends video clips of his latest songs with him playing the guitar Tuguez made.
Because of Facebook, you know, the fact that you actually get to meet the guy online that made the guitars is really cool. And so now the fact that he and I have a relationship and get to write back and forth and he gets to see everything that I do with the guitar is really cool.
Back in Bali, Tuguez sits outside his house, demonstrating his more traditional musical tastes. It's a religious chant. Tuguez says he doesn't know much about Western country music, but for him, music transcends borders, like a guitar made in Indonesia, sold out of Canada, and played in Nashville and beyond. For The World, I'm Erwin Loy in Bali, Indonesia.
Don't hide your face from the morning sun. I love you just the same with no makeup on it. Maybe simple, but it's true. Can't take my eyes off of you.